Today's daf is daf Kaf Dalet. We're going to go back for a minute to the two dots, about 15 lines from the bottom of yesterday to get us started for today. Shvur Shelo Ochal. So just to review the Mishnah says two things near the end. It says Shvur Shelo Ochal, and then you eat Ochlin She'en Ruyin La'achila, or Shatam Ashkin She'en Ruyin L'shtiya, you're patur. And the Gemara at this point assumes that means En Ruyin La'achila is not only inedible, but also not kosher. Because not kosher food is not ro'eh la'achila. Okay? So then, the next line is, Shvur shel ochal, if you say the same thing, Shvur shel ochal, and both cases are Shvur shel ochal, I swear I'm not going to eat. And then you eat, Nevelot trefoch katzim remasim, you're chayav and Rabbi Shimon's poter. There's a machloket, whether you're chayav or patur. But notice, the first case said, according to Tanakama, you're patur. And, right, you're patur if you eat non-ro'eh foods, which would include non-kosher foods. And the second case says you're going to be chayav if you eat non-kosher foods. Having said the same thing, shvur shelo ochal. So the Gemara says, haguf akashya. Okay, this in itself is a contradiction. Amar shvur shelo ochal, v'achal machalin shem ruyin l'achila, v'shatam ashkin shem ruyin l'shtia patur. V'hadar tanish, shvur shelo ochal, v'achal n'veilot ushrifach, katzim u'remasim chayav. Right, in one case you say you're patur, in the other case you say you're chayav. Again, the assumption of the Gemara now is, em ruyin l'achila equals non-kosher food. So, Mishnah Reisha. What?
It can't be Tevel.
Tevel?
Yeah, somebody that you haven't done that.
Well, no, but it includes anything. It could include Tevel. It could include anything that you can't eat. It would include, in theory, anything. Okay? So, Mishnah Reisha de Patur, Mishnah Sefa de Chayav. So, what's the difference? Where in the Reisha it says you're going to be Patur, and the Sefa says you're going to be Chayav. Halo Kasha. Reisha b'stam v'sefa b'mefarish. So, the Gemara answers very simply. The first time when it said Shvur Shelo Ochal, and it says you're going to be patur if you eat machalim she'enam ruyim, then we say that's bistam. That's if you just said stam Shvur Shelo Ochal, it's not going to include that kind of food. But meaning, if you eat non-kosher food, you're not going to be chayav. Okay, the assumption is, swear I'm not going to eat, that doesn't include non-kosher food, and also inedible foods. But Seifa, when it says there's a machloket, Rabbi Shimon Chachamim and Chachamim or Mechayev, where it says, I swear I won't eat, and then you eat non-kosher food, you're going to be chayav. Why is that? That's b'mefarish. That's when you specifically said, I swear I'm not going to eat food, including non-kosher food. So then they say, mefarish nami gufei tikshe, amai mushbavome mehar sinehu. But if you say, I swear I'm not going to eat food, and I'm not going to eat including non-kosher food, the shvur shouldn't apply to the non-kosher food. This is what we've said a number of times, right? You're mushba v'omei mehar sinai. Ein shvur chal al shvur, or isur chal al isur. When something's forbidden to you, you can't add another isur to it. So again, we have our two answers. Rav Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan de'amre b'kolel dvarim ha-mutarim im dvarim asurim. I can't say, I swear I'm not going to eat non-kosher food, because you're already forbidden to eat non-kosher food. But if I say, I swear I'm not going to eat any food, including non-kosher food, that's what we call an isur kolel, where I've added, in other words, that it includes, since it can, the shvur can apply to the part about the food I'm allowed to eat, it also applies to the non-kosher food. And that would be the case, that would be why, if b'mefaresh, you'd be chayav, according to Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish amar, iyata motze ela, ibe mefaresh chatzi shir, v'alibe d'rabanan, ibe stam, libe d'rabi kiva, d'amar, adam oser atzma b'kol shu. Rish Lakish says, no, it's not the case, because Isur Kolel, he doesn't think that an Isur Kolel is going to work. It's not going to include the non-kosher food, so it would have to be a case where you're not chayav on the non-kosher food. What would that be? Chatzishir. Chatzishir is an Asur Min HaTorah, so you would say Chatzishir Aliba D'Rabbanan, because you're not forbidden to eat non-kosher foods, less than a shir, and therefore you say, I swear I won't eat even a bit of non-kosher food. Rabbi Akiva, who says, even bistam, any regular shvua includes a minuscule amount, he would say even, it would be, even if you said it bistam, I'm not going to eat non-kosher food, then I swear I'm not going to eat any food, including non-kosher food, that would apply even to a mashu, and therefore there would be a way that the shvua should be chal on the non-kosher food, because again, you would need a full shear to be chayav midoraita, so the shvua would be chal. So now, okay, we ended yesterday with Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Lo Amar Rish Lakish Demokim Lamanidin LeDivrei Hakol. Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to go with Rish Lakish's approach because Rish Lakish's approach only really went according to Rabbi Akiva Bistam and according to Chachamim, you had to say he had to be Mefarish. That's already not so simple. But Ela Rish Lakish, my time alone, Amar Karbi Yochanan, Amar Lecha. He would say, Ki Amrinan Isur Kolel, Bi Isur Haba Me'ilav, Bi Isur Haba Yidei Atzmo, Lo Amrinan. The only case you say in Isur Kolel is in Isur Haba Me'ilav, like Yom Kippur. Okay? Then we can have an Isur Kolel. Like you eat in Nevela on Yom Kippur, you eat non kosher food, that would be included because. Right, because that would right, that's called an Isur Kolel. But in Isur, the Bame Atzmo, that you swore you're not going to eat all foods, including non-kosher foods, their Isur Kolel doesn't work. So that's a unique sheet of Rish Lakish right now we're going to see, and you know, maybe we'll bring it up later, but right now that's how we see. Bishlama l'Rish Lakish mishum hachi kapacha Rabbi Shimon. Now we have to explain. In the second case, what did we say? I swear I won't eat any food, including non-kosher food. Chachamim say you're chayav, again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because it's Isur Kolel. According to Rish Lakish, because the Shvuah was about a mashahu, right? Whether you specified, didn't specify Rabbi Kiva Chachamim, but basically your Shvuah was about a mashahu, whereas according to the Torah, you're obligated in, right? You're only obligated in a kezai. So, but in that second case, Rabbi Shimon was poter. Now we have to explain, why is Rabbi Shimon poter? So that's going to work a lot easier according to Rish Lakish. Why? Bishlama l'Rish Lakish mishum hachi kapata Rabbi Shimon. Titania Rabbi Shimon omer, kol shehu lemakot, v'lom rukezayit ela lekorban. Rabbi Shimon's poter because he says, even though, according to the Torah, we always have a kezayit shir of all Yisrei Achila, right? So you eat in a nevela, you're only chayav in a kezayit. Rabbi Shimon has a unique shita where he says the shear of kezayit when it comes to Yisurei Achila is only for bringing a korban. Okay? But, if something's mechayiv you a korban. But, in order to be obligated with malkot, that's going to be, in other words, if you eat forbidden nevela, even a mashahu, you get malkot. That's Rabbi Shimon's shita. We don't paskin like that. But he says, you're really, there's an Isser. Okay, this is a whole thing about Chatzishir. Is Chatzishir Asim in a Torah or not? And Rabbi Shimon says, Chatzishir, you're going to get Malko for. Anything less than a Shior, a Mashu, you're going to get Malko. So you eat Nevela, a Mashu, you get Malko. So therefore, what is he going to say? If you say, Shvur Shel Ochal, according to Rish Lakish, the whole issue was, how can, right, he doesn't hold by Yisur Kolel. So you say, I swear I won't eat, and I won't eat Shkatzim or Masim and Nevelot and Trefot. So how is your Shvuah going to be Chal? According to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be Chal. Sorry, according to Rish Lakish, it's going to be Chal because you're Mefarish Chatzishir, right? Or you're Rabbi Akiva, who holds that any Shvuah is Chatzishir, which means the Chatzishir isn't Nesar Min HaTorah, and therefore the Shvuah can be Chal. But if you're Rabbi Shimon, and you hold the Chatzishir is Nesar Min HaTorah, even for Malkot, right? You might not be chayav a korban, but you will be chayav malkot, meaning it's already forbidden. You're already mushbavome mehar Sinai on this. If you're mushbavome mehar Sinai, then as soon as you make your shvuah is nachal on the devei loda trefot shkatzim urimasim. So according to Rish Lakish, it makes a lot of sense why Rabbi Shimon's poter, because Rabbi Shimon has this unique shita, kol shu lamakot, and therefore there's no way for the shvuah to ever be chal. Okay, again, because Rish Lakish, this is all in Rish Lakish, doesn't hold by Isur Kolel. Okay? El ala Rabbi Yochanan, if Rabbi Yochanan holds Isur Kolel, so my time at Rabbi Shimon de Patar. Midu tama ela mishum Isur Kolel. Right? Isn't the reason because of Isur Kolel? Ah, but they say Rabbi Shimon the tame de lately Isur Kolel. Ah, very simple. Rabbi Yochanan says the reason why Chachamim are Mechayev is because they say Isur Kolel, which means, again, that what? If I mix together Dvarim HaMutarim and Dvarim HaAsurim, and I say, I swear I'm not going to eat, and I swear I'm not going to eat Shkatzim HaMasim Nebelot HaTrefot, since the Shvuah applies on the food I'm allowed to eat, therefore it's also going to apply to the forbidden food. So comes Rabbi Yochanan and explains the Mishnah based on that. So how does he explain the Rabbi Shimon who's poter? Oh, very simply. He says, I was only explaining Shita Chachamim about Isur Kolel, but Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold by Isur Kolel. Okay? Now, it's not just that he's making this up as a good example, you know, as a to explain his Shita, but we actually know that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold by Isur Kolel. Titania, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ha'ochel Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim Patur. Okay? He says, if you eat Nevela on Yom Kippur, you're Patur. Because ain Isur Chal, right? There's no Isur Kolel, even though Yom Kippur, like let's say there was an animal that died the day before, okay, died of natural causes or got killed in some way, you were hunting, that's an avela. Comes Yom Kippur and adds on an additional issur that wasn't forbidden before, right? That a person can't eat on Yom Kippur. So now you would say, right, that's issur kolel. But no, comes Rabbi Shimon, he says that issur kolel, right? We don't agree with that. Okay? So therefore, Achal Nevela B'Yom Kippur and Patur, and there you see it. Now, we have another problem with Rabbi Yochanan. What's the problem? There's something that's called, in order for a Shavua to be a Shavua, it has to be B'lav V'hein. What does that mean? Since the Pasuk says, if you remember way back when we started at the beginning of the Masechet, what did we learn? The Pasuk is, right, I forget the word. Lehara o lehetiv, right? To do, which we said means in the future, right? To do something good, which we means I'm yes going to do something, or to lehet. Lehara is the first one. Lehara means to do something bad, meaning I swear I'm not going to do something. And lehetiv is I swear I'm going to do something. But in addition, because of the lehara and lehetiv, what do they say? It's also, it has to be worded in a way that if I say, I swear I'm not going to do something, you could have, in theory, also said it the exact opposite. I swear I am going to do it. And if you say, I swear I'm going to do something, it has to be something that you are allowed, that you can make a shvuah saying, I swear I'm not going to do something. So what's going to be the problem here? Bishlama la Rish Lakish. Mishkacha la bila vehen. So Rish Lakish is you could have a la vehen. Because why? You could say, I swear I'm not going to eat Nive Lodu Trufoch Katsimu Rimasim, right? And then, according to him, we're talking about less than a shi'ur. So in theory, you could take a shvuah to say, I swear I am going to eat mashahu of a nevela or a trefa. Okay, and that's, I swear I'm going to eat any foods, or including non-kosher foods. But since you're talking about less than a shi'ur, you're allowed to make that kind of a shvuah. But l'Rabbi Yochanan, bishlam alav mishkachala. Okay, fine, you could clearly say I won't do it. But Elahen Hechi Mishkachala, Rabbi Yochanan didn't think the whole thing was talking about a chatzi shir. You could be saying a full shiur. I swear I'm not going to eat. That was right because he says Isur Kola works. It works just because you're including something that was already forbidden to you, and you're including something that wasn't forbidden to you. So therefore, it'll be chal even on what was forbidden, which means he's talking about a full shiur. You're talking about now. You can't possibly say I swear I'm going to eat foods including non-kosher foods. You can't say that. I can't say I swear I'm going to eat non-kosher foods a full shiur with. That's not an option. So how does this work? So therefore, we now, okay, so I want to go back to this is why I started today from the very beginning, from yesterday, which was we started with saying that we have a contradiction. The Mishnah says if you say, I swear I'm going to eat, and then you eat something that's not ra'oi l'achila, which we assume means even non-kosher food, you're going to be patur. And then we said, but the next line says, if you say, I swear I'm going to eat, and then you eat katsimu masim, you're going to be chayav. And we said that the first is stam, where you don't say, and the second is your mefarish, nevelo to trefoch katsimu masim. That doesn't work according to Rabbi Yochanan, because you can't possibly make a shvuah. The second case can't be where I said, I swear I'm going to eat. Remember, the Mishnah just says, I swear I'm going to eat, is what you said. But according to the way we understood it, to resolve the contradiction, we said that the second case was, I swear I'm not going to eat even non-kosher foods. You can't say that because there's no hain. Okay? You can't possibly say, I swear I am going to eat non-kosher food. So therefore, again, according to Rish Lakish, you could still do it with chatzi shir because he says the whole case is chatzi shir. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't view it as chatzi shir. That's not a shvuah you can ever make. You can't say, I swear I'm going to eat food including non-kosher food. Remember, the Mishnah just said shvuah shelo chal. It didn't say including non-kosher, but this was just a way to resolve the contradiction. Again, the contradiction was, the first case says, if you eat foods that are not ra'ui l'achila, which we assume means even non-kosher foods, you're going to be patur. And the next case said, if you eat katsimu r'masim, nevelo to trefot, you're going to be chayav. So we assumed that it must be talking about two different shvuot. One, you just said shvuah shelo chal. And the next one, you said shvuah shelo chal, including non-kosher food. So that doesn't work according to Rabbi Yochanan. So therefore, the Gemara explains the Mishnah in a different way. Ela kidurava. Dama rava, and this is a much simpler answer. Shvuah shela ochala, chalafar patur. Okay, what the Mishnah was talking about was not, when it said ochal she'en ro'oi l'achila, it meant inedible food and not non-kosher food. Okay, it meant dirt. things that you can't eat. Okay, so you said shvur shelo chal and you ate dirt, you're patur. Okay, but it didn't mean non-kosher foods at all. That was a much simpler way. We didn't have to go through this whole thing if we just said that from the beginning, right? In other words, first the Gemara assumed that ochal she'ein ra'oi la'achila includes non-kosher food. And that created this whole problematic situation in the Mishnah. Which, by the way, if you look at the wording of the Mishnah, in one it says ein ra'oi la'achila, and the other it says non-kosher food. So you would assume that they're two different things. There obviously was something was motivating the Gemara to think that it even included non-kosher foods. Okay, I don't know what that was and why they were so motivated to say that, but in the end, they say, based on, since Rabbi Yochanan's Shita doesn't work, we're going to go with Rava, who says that case is eating inedible foods. And the next case is eating non-kosher foods. I'm Rav Mary, af ana nami tanina, even I can explain, I can prove this from the wording of the Mishnah. Konam ishti nehenetli, okay, my wife will be forbidden to me, im achalti hayom, if I ate today. Ve'achal nevelot utrefot shkatzim rimasim. I just want to make sure that this is clear. Let me just go back for 1 minute before we go on. So according to this understanding, we go back to the simple reading of the Mishnah, that in all of these cases, all he said was, shvua shelo ochal. Right, you follow? He says, I swear I won't eat. Okay, he didn't say, and that's why it can be behein, because you can always say, I swear I will eat. Now, what we're going to say is, if you say the words, I swear I won't eat, again, we're going to call that an Isur Kolel, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and it's going to even include, right, it's going to even include non-kosher foods. You're going to be chayav for non-kosher foods. But if you say, I swear I won't eat, it's only going to include foods that you can actually eat, not foods like afar that are not roi l'achila. And that's what the Mishnah is basically saying, that there's a distinction between inedible and non-kosher. Non-kosher will be, and inedible won't be included. Okay? So now, Rav Mary says, I can even prove this. Shelo ochal means not inedible, but yes, non-kosher. Because look at the next case in the Mishnah. It says, my wife will be forbidden to me in a konam, right? Like as a neder. Im achalti hayom. If I ate earlier today. Okay? It's basically saying, if I ate earlier today, my wife will be forbidden to me. Let's say, achal neve lo du trefot shkatzimu remasim, the Mishnah says, hare ishto asura lo. So what do you see here? Clearly, food includes non-kosher foods. Great proof. Except the Gemara rejects it. Hachi hashta, you're comparing these two things? Hatam kevanda me'ikara achal v'hadar ishtibale chashuve achshave. Aval hacha mi'achshave. What's the whole question when you say shvur shelo ochal if it includes kosher foods or non-kosher foods? So the assumption is that when you say, I'm going to eat something, I'm not going to eat any food, are you only referring to, right, you're obviously not referring to foods you would never have eaten in any case, correct? Right, that's the assumption. Which means lo achshave, you're not considering it in your wording when you say that. So they want to prove that you are considering it, and they prove it from this earlier case, from this other case of konam ishtina hanetli. Now, in that case, what's the difference? When you say, I won't eat in the future, you're basically saying, I'm not going to eat any food that I consider food, which, you know, you might think would actually include non-kosher food. But if you're talking about the past and you say, I swear that if I ate today, my wife's going to be forbidden to me, and you happen to have eaten already non-kosher food, then obviously you were machshiv what you ate earlier today. In other words, you already considered that you having eaten. So therefore, they say that in that case, since you already made ikara achil, you already ate before, and then you swore about your eating that you've eaten. It's normally we don't expect that you're going to eat non-kosher food. In this case, you already ate the non-kosher food, so you proved that you considered it food. Otherwise, you wouldn't. Right? The fact that you ate it means you considered it food. Okay, if you never eat non-kosher food, then obviously you'd never be thinking, if I say I swear I'm not going to eat, I would never have a half of me that I was going to eat non-kosher food because I don't eat non-kosher food. But if I already ate it, then I show that I do eat it and that that's part of achila for me. So that's why you might distinguish between the two cases. Okay, and there you might consider it and here you wouldn't. And therefore, all we're saying is this doesn't prove anything. Okay, we're not rejecting what we said. We're just saying this isn't a proof. Amar Rava. Now we're going to talk about Isur Kolel. And in that context, they're going to talk about Isur Mosif. Okay, what's an Isur Mosif? Isur Mosif is a case like we talked about before, a nevela on Yom Kippurim, okay? It starts out being a nevela, And then when Yom Kippur comes, it has on it a new name, right? It's now also Usher because it's Yom Kippur. So if you take this animal that died the day before Yom Kippur, it started with Isur Nevela. Then it had an Isur Mosif where we added onto it another Isur. Now Isur Mosif and Isur Kolel are similar but different. What's the difference? Isur Mosif is taking the object and adding onto that object another level of Isur. Isur Kolel is something's forbidden to me, and then I'm adding on other things that are going to be forbidden to me. So it's multiple objects, multiple items, things. Okay? So it's a little bit different, but the Gemara first is going to say that they're the same. Amar Rava, my time and demand ile Isur Kolel. What's the reason for the one who agrees that, you know, remember Rabbi Yochanan said there is Isur Kolel, Rish Lakish said there isn't Isur Kolel. So the one who holds there is Isur Kolel, and also we saw Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold by Isur Kolel. Okay, so Mandi Ile Isur Kolel, Midi Dehavia Isur Mosif. Right? He says it's just like Isur Mosif. Just like, right? Each one is adding on more that was Usher from before. But Mandi Pater, the one who says there is no Isur Kolel, Delaitle, Ki Amar Isur Mosif, Delaitle Ki Amar Isur Mosif, Bechada Chaticha. Mande Pater Delaitle, I'm trying to think. Right. The one who patters because lately Isur Kolel, right? The one who says you're patur because he doesn't hold by Isur Kolel, right? You're patur from Shkatzim or Masim, that's Rabbi Shimon, because he doesn't hold by Isur Kolel. Ki Amar Isur Mosif, what's he going to say? Isur Mosif b'chada chaticha b'shtei chaticho lo aminan. When we said Isur Mosif works, that's because it's on one object. So when it comes to adding on to that one object, we can add on multiple Isurim to one object. But b'shtei chaticho, when you're talking about two different things, we don't say Isur Kolel works. Okay? And therefore, Isur Kolel is different from Isur Mosif. Ve'amar Rava, additionally, Rava says, Leman di'it le Isur Kolel, if you hold by Isur Kolel, so let's say you say, Amar shvua shela ochal te'inim, v'chazar v'amar shvua shela ochal te'inim ba'anavim. Okay, so first you say, I won't eat te'inim, then you say, I won't eat te'inim in anavim. So if you hold Isur Kolel, what are you going to say? Midi decha, the second shvua, midi dechayel anavim, chayel nami ateinim, which means what? That if you eat te'inim, you're going to be chayev? Two. Right? Two what? So it's a good question. Okay? Either it's talking about two korbanot chatat, right? Or levi ored, if you did it b'shogeg. Or if you did it b'mezid, maybe it means two malkot. It's not exactly clear. We're going to get back to this. Pshita. So the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? Ma'u detema isur habai lav. Amrinan, Isur Haba Me'atzmo, lo Amrinan, ka mashmalan. This goes back to something we saw earlier in the daf. The Gemara says, isn't this obvious what he's saying? That's Isur Kolel. So they say, no, because you might have thought that Isur Kolel only works with, like Yom Kippur, like an Isur Mosif, where the Isur is already there. It's Yom Kippur, right? Whereas here, the Isur is something you've created yourself. So therefore, you might have thought that there's a difference. Ka mashmalan, that there is no difference. Okay? Right, so some people say, what I mentioned here is that there's a bit of a, it's not clear whether you're chayev twice shvur or you're chayev twice malkot. So a question is raised about this case, which is, shvur shel ochal te'inim v'anavim also is not a shvur sheyesh behem v'lav, because you can't say, I swear I'll eat te'inim v'anavim after you already forbade yourself to eat te'inim. So there's no way for there to be a hein for the shvur. You follow? We just said the shvur has to be behem v'lav. It has to be something you could say, yes, I can do this, or no, I can't do it. So if you say, I swear I won't eat te'inim v'anavim, after you already said, I swear I won't eat te'inim, you're not allowed to say, I swear I'll eat te'inim, because you already have a shvur forbidding you to eat te'inim. So how could this possibly work as a shvur? So two possible answers are given. One is that it actually doesn't mean that you literally said te'inim v'anavim the second time. Really, you just said, I swear I won't eat anything. And then it applies to teinim, because I swear I won't eat anything can be said in the reverse. I swear I will eat food. Right? That's easy. That's the same answer we gave last time. But then the problem is that that's not what the Gemara said, right? The Gemara brought a case of shvur shel ochal teinim v'anavim. So it's hard to say that. And the other answer given, and this is why I specifically say it doesn't say shvua or korban, is korban or malkot. So, la vehein is generally understood to be an issue only for a korban. You can't bring a korban, because remember, the pasuk that said about it, la harao leitiv, was all about bringing the korban olevi ored. That criteria is only a criteria for a carbon. It's not a criteria for malkut. And therefore, you read this source as, Mefreshim will go with that approach, say, this source means you're chayav double malkut if you did it b'mezid. But if you did it b'shogeg, you definitely are on chayav two korbanot because the second korban, the second shvuah doesn't work because it's not a shvuah sheyesh b'lavahem, which ends up creating a very interesting, the first shita is difficult in terms of the wording of the Gemara, it doesn't work. This shita is more difficult in terms of theoretically. So you're going to say that a shvuah is chal linyan malko, but not chal linyan korban. Like that's a weird, right? It's a weird kind of thing that it's going to work if you did it mezu. It's not going to work if you did shogeg. You know that korban and malkot have unique criteria that the shvuah could be good for one and not the other. It creates a strange. But anyway, this Gemara raises a difficulty according to that hein v'lav issue. Mativ Rava Bere de Rava. Okay, Rava now asks a question about this issue of 1 second, this is against the issue of the love. 1 second, not the love of Hain, about the issue of
the act of eating.
Of what?
The act of eating, I think.
Right, the what do you mean the act of eating? Statement of Rava that 1 second. Madi leis or kol al that one because Avraham Ashur shelo chal teanim because it's chayal and the teanim it's also chayal and the navim, is that what it is? 1 second. We could just keep going and then we'll see. Mm-hmm. Right, it's on this issue. It's on the. That in Isur Kolel is even, it's the other one. It's the one he said before, which is, sorry. It's this last line. We just said that the whole Chiddush is that in Isur Kolel works even for Isur Haba Me'atzmo. Okay? Not just in Isur, right? And Isur Kolel is going to work even on a Shavuah. Okay? As opposed to, let's say, on an Isur like Yom Kippur. Okay? So now, Mativ Rava Berei de Rava. Okay, this is a Mishnah we've seen. It comes from Kritut, and we saw it in Makot. Yesh ochel achila achat v'chayav alav arba chataot ve'asham achad. You can eat one act of eating, and you can be chayav four korbanot chatat and one asham. Ve'eluhain. Tamesh achal. Okay, so forget about why we brought this right now. Let's just understand it, then we'll get back to why we brought it. Tamesh achal chelev v'hu notar min amuktashim. Okay, they say minam mukdashim doesn't really matter. It's notar, okay? Whether it's minam mukdashim or not, it's obviously minam mukdash because it's notar. You don't really need those words. But anyway, hu notar minam mukdashim? B'yom HaKippurim. Okay, so let's go through what he did. He's tameh, and he eats kodshim. That's number one. Okay, that's our classic korban olev yoreh that we learned at the beginning of the Masechet. Then he eats what?
And it's notar.
Okay, so that's also. It's chelev. Okay, skip the chelev part. It's also chelev, which is forbidden. And he eats it on Yom Kippur. Okay, that's the four chataot. What's the asham? Asham me'ilot. What's asham me'ilot? He used hektesh for his own purposes. Okay, he was neheneh from hektesh. So he's chayav four chataot and one asham. Rabbi Meir Omer, he adds, okay, remember how it started. You could eat one achila, and with that achila be chayav five things. Rabbi Meir says you can actually be chayav six. If af im hayta Shabbat, he gets very creative. It was Shabbat. V'hotzi'o b'piv. Okay, that word's missing, but it should be there. Okay, he's got it in his mouth while he's eating it, and he walks out while he's got the food in his mouth. That's considered, okay, he walks out from Rishut, right? Rishut to Rishut. That's considered, right, your chayev also for Shabbat. Amrulo, eino min Hashem. Okay, that's not, we're talking about achila. That, he's not chayav because of an eating. He's chayav because the food happens to be in his mouth, right? What does Rabbi Meir hold? Well, you said eating, and the food's in his mouth, that's eating. Okay, so, and he carries it out. But they say to him, that's not eating. That happens to be the food is in his mouth, but that's not eating, really, right? It just happens to be. Right? They say that's not the type of thing we're talking about here. That we wouldn't list that. Okay, so now the Gemara says, what's our question? Vim ita, and if you had this issue that Isur Kolel would apply even to something he forbids to himself, mishkacha lachamesh, you could find five chataot. What would be the fifth chatat? Remember, it was four chataot and one asham. So it would be the fifth. Kigon sha'amar shvua shalo ochal tmarim v'chelev. Right? You could say, I won't eat dates and chelev, and midu d'chayel atzmarim, chayel anami achelev. So if Isra Kola will work on something that you forbid yourself, like Rava says, then this would have a sixth korban, really, a fifth korban chatat. Okay? And you b'chayev achatat on shvua bitui. So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara is going to now give six answers, okay? This is going to take us to the end of the daf, to the next Mishnah, really. I think it goes all the way to the next Mishnah. Anyway, what does it say? There's going to be six answers why this Mishnah didn't mention this case, even though this case could have potentially been mentioned. So the first answer is ki katane, and the whole approach is going to be that it's a matter of what types of cases this Mishnah was mentioning and what it wasn't dealing with. Ki katane, this Mishnah was talking about Isur Habame'elav. The Mishnah was only talking about Isurim that are forbidden milamala, right, from the Torah, but not things that a person brings upon himself, like a Shavua. Shavua is a different category. Just didn't talk about categories like that. Isur Habame'atzma lo katane, wasn't talking about that. So they said, what do you mean? Hare Hekdesh. It said it was Hekdesh. What's Hekdesh? Hekdesh is something you put Kedusha onto the animal that you decide to bring for the Korban. So what do they answer? It must be the Hekdesh they're talking about here in order to say that it's not Nisar Bameilav. It must be the Hekdesh is Bechor. It must be the animal was an animal of a Bechor, which was already Kadosh Mimel, and it wasn't a Kedusha that person brought upon it. Okay, Ibai Dema, second answer. Ki katane midi de lepe she'ela. Shvua di pe she'ela lo katane. It's only referring to things that can't be... Revoked. Okay? They're not talking about things that can be revoked. A shvua can be revoked, just like you can do hafarat nedarim, you can be matir your shvua. So therefore, we're only talking about things that can't be revoked. That's why they mentioned only things that can be revoked. So now they say, again, vare hekdesh. Hekdesh you can also revoke, you can undo. So they say, no, how kween am bechor? You could say, again, it's bechor, and therefore you can't take off the kedusha. Ibai Dema, you could say, third answer, ki katane, when it said the list, it said four chataot. What kind of chataot were we talking about? Korban kavua, the classic korban chatat, which has to be an animal, as opposed to korban olev yored, which is the shvua bito, your chayv korban olev yored, which is the sliding scale. It could be an animal, it could be a bird, it could be a mincha, right, a solet. So that wasn't mentioning chataot like that, lo katane. Wasn't talking about those. So they say, Wait, hold off. But the first case was a tamesh achal kodesh, which we know is a korban olev yored. We know that because that's our topic of the mesechet. So what did they answer? It must be he wasn't just a regular person who was a tamesh achal kodesh, which would have been a korban olev yored. He was a nasi, pi Rabbi Eliezer he, and it's according to Shita Rabbi Eliezer this Mishnah. Damar nasi mevi seir. I'm glad you're all laughing. I'm glad you enjoy the. The creativity, right? It's all about being creative in the Gemara. What kind of creative answer to come up with? The Nasi has to bring a Seir. If he goes in Tameh to the and eats Kodshim, right? Then he has to bring a Seir, and he doesn't have the option of a sliding scale. Rav Ashi Amar, next answer. Okay, we're up to number four. Ki katane midi dechayla, kashir shvua dechayla, pachami kashir, sorry, one second. Midi dechayla kashir. Kishior, right. Midi dechayla kishior. In other words, it's only talking about things that have a shior to them. Things that are usher b'kizayit. Okay, because we were talking about achila, and it meant an achila b'kizayit would be mechayiv you all these things. If you were doing this achila in the mikdash, you were talking about blah, 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 blah. But shvua dechayla pochami kishior lo katane. Again, shvua is an exception. It's not a standard case because it would be chayav even in less than a shiur. And therefore, it's not listed here because these are only things that are machayav, your machayav once you eat a shiur. Again, these are all answers that take it or leave it. But hare hekdesh, what about hekdesh? There's no shiur of a kazayit. Oh, no, but there is a shiur in hekdesh. Habina and shavapruta. It needs to be a shavapruta. So there is still a shiur. Whereas a shvua would be chayav a mashu. Again, depending on what your shita is about it.
Yom Kippur, you can have a...
What? That you need a shiur? Yom Kippur, you need a shiur. Now, chatzi shiur, yeah, so this is also something that kind of relates to what we're doing, which is chatzi shiur is asur min haTorah, also, like, chatzi shiur is forbidden on Yom Kippur, but only because it's chazi litzderufe. Because if you eat multiple chatzi shiurs, you could, right, again, with chatzi shiur is literally half, but assume it's not half, then it could lead you up to Okay, but it's not actually asur mahuti. Mm-hmm. Okay, whereas here in a shavua, when you say I swear I won't eat, those who say it's asur even b'mashu, it's the because you're really including it in your statement. Hare, we did that. Okay, v'rav ashi me'aviria amar b'zera ki katane zdono karet zdono lav lo katane. It's only listing things that if you did them b'mezid you b'chayev karet, like tamesho that went into the achal kodshim and yom kippurim, right? There's chiyuv karet on those things, but our case the shvua there's no chiyuv karet. If you don't do what you say you're going to do, you get malkut. So they say, what about asham? Hare asham dizdono lav v'katane b'chatat. Okay, the asham mi'ilot, if you do it, the b'mezid, it's a lav. Now, by the way, it says it very simply, but it's not so simple, so I just want to give you some background to this issue. It doesn't actually have a lav anywhere in the Torah for being mo'el in hektesh, okay? Being nehenet from hektesh, the only thing it says is, v'chata'a b'shgaga mekadshei Hashem, okay? Which doesn't really say you can't benefit from it, okay? It doesn't say. Where do they get it from? They learn it from Truma. By Truma it says, V'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. Okay, that's the Isser by Truma. And they say, by Truma it also says, V'lo yisu alav chet. So they do gzera shava chet chet, to where it says, V'chata'a b'shkagam ikadshei Hashem. So there they learn that it's an azara, that it's a sur to do it. Okay, but then there's a debate about what's the punishment for Truma, you remember? Mita bidei shamayim, umetu bo ki yichaleluhu. So Rebbe says, also, you get mitabi de shamayim for me'ila. Chachamim say, no, it says, umetu bo ki chaleluhu. And based on that, what do they say? So you don't get mitabi de shamayim. So then what's left? Malkot. Okay. So according to Chachamim, you get malkot. So when it says here, asham does don't know love, and you get malkot, basically, right? And because ani b'chatat, right, kamrinan, so then they say, basically, right, Asham Dizdono Lav is based on Chachamim there, where they basically learn out that it's an Isur Lav. So now they say, right, so it's Dono Lav Vikatan, eh? So now what's the answer? Bechatat Kamrinan. They're only talking about things that is Dono Lav and, I'm sorry, that if it's Dono Lav, it's going to be a Chatat, but not, one second, right, sorry. That was all about the Asham, not the Chatat. So they're saying when it comes to the Korban Chatat, remember there were four Chatats and one Asham. So we're bringing a question from the Asham, but the Gemara answers, oh no, but we're talking about in order to qualify to be one of the ones you bring a Korban Chatat, which ours would have been, because it's a Chatat Olevi Yorei Chatat, in order to get into that list, you had to have had Zdono Karet and not Zdono Lav. You're asking a question from Asham, but that's about the Asham Me'ila. About Me'ila, that's the Asham Me'ila. That's not relevant. We're talking about the Chata'ot. When it talks about the Korbanot Chata'at, it has to be something that's Dono Karet, and therefore ours is not in the list, right? It doesn't say a Shvua because that wouldn't be included in this list. Ravina Amar, last answer. Ki katane midi dechayel amidi debar achilahu. It has to be something that's chal on food only. Like Yom Kippurim is chal on food. Well, there it's a little tricky because it's also chal on other things. But okay, but right, Yom Kippur is chal on food. Mainly, it's food. Let's say eating kodshim is eating, right? Tameh that eats is also, you know, all of them are basically chaylev is an eating thing. But shvua dechayel amidi delav bar chilahu lo katani. But a shvua, even though this shvua was a shvua shelo chal. But shvua can be chal on anything. You could forbid yourself to do all sorts of things in a shvua. And therefore, it's not included here because, again, it talked about there's someone who can do an act of eating. So therefore, we're only including things that have to do with eating. Okay, you can see by the fact that there's so many answers that there's not really any one good answer, right? These are all just attempts at trying to figure out why it's not there. And if it's not there, why it doesn't contradict our issue. So then the Gemara says, Vare hektesh, techal namia etzim vavanim. But you can also turn etzim and avanim into hektesh, so that would be chal in other things besides food. Ela, so therefore they say it's not food. It's ki katane, what's the aleph here? I guess without that word. Ki katane dechayel amidi diipe mamasha. It's only chal on something that has, it's tangible. But shvua dechayla amidi delepe mamasha kigon sheisham v'shelo ishan lo katani. But a shvua can be chalan, I swear I'm going to sleep or I'm not going to sleep. That's not something tangible. Whereas hektesh, you can only turn an actual physical item into hekdesh, whereas shvua can be on anything abstract, and therefore it's not included in this list. Okay, so again, that was all to say, let's bring in this Mishnah, which seems to imply that if you could have said shvua and then used the Yisro Kolel on something that is your own, right? So you said, I swear I won't do this, even though, right, you could have said shvua shelo chal, and then this would have been included when you ate this kodesh on Yom Kippur and blah, 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 you'd be chayav also additionally. But the reason they didn't mention it wasn't because it wouldn't be chayav. It's just because this list didn't relate to that type of thing, whether you give one of six reasons as to why it wasn't included, but that's the reason as to why it wasn't included. Okay, Shabbat Shalom.